Now, KMOX at your service. Welcome to the Helitech Waterproofing Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Scott Mosby, on KMOX.
All right, welcome. Good morning, good Saturday, good grief. What a beautiful day. Do you love it? I do. Hey, it doesn't get much better than this in the central part of the United States. We have no big rain, no snow. I promise there will be no ice today. Yeah, there's a news flash for you. Straight from the KMOX newsroom, no snow or ice today on April 8th. This is the KMOX Home Improvement Show, the Helitech Home Improvement Show. I have very special guests in the studio today, but I'll tell you more about that. We have 1 hour. The mission is to help you. 314-436-7900. All the listeners, KMOX listening family, this is the Home Improvement Show. I promise my very best. I'll give you the best answers I've got. If I don't know the answers, I'll ask the bevy of guests and experts we have in the studio today. And I will be starting that soon once we get the business open past you. 314-436-7900, toll-free anywhere on the globe, 800-925-1120. My name is Scott Mosby. I own and operate Mosby Building Arts. This is our 70th year. We are design, build, remodelers. You're welcome to check us out if you'd like, but for now, I'm part of the KMOX family. Yep, this is the host of the Helitech Home Improvement Show. With me now, I have a very special guest, John Courtney of Helitech. John, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me in.
Wow. Well, let me see if I got you on the right. There, try it one more time, John.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me in.
There we go. What's the weather like, and how is that affecting the foundation repair and waterproofing business in the listening area of KMOX?
Well, I think anybody that's last couple of days have seen the amount of rain that we've had in. So generally when that comes in at Helitech, we're like Grand Central Station, run around trying to service everybody and take care of these issues. So as of lately, it's been busy, been very busy for us. But it's been one of those things where we needed the weather to get that moisture in the ground so we didn't get this dry heat and where everything starts drying and cracking on us when we get into the summertime. So it's, you know, double-edged sword there. You know, you get structural shifts when that dryness comes in, but mm-hmm. if you don't have that moisture in the ground, but right now with that moisture in the ground, with the ground so dry, it's just flooding into homes. So we're out there trying to service as many people we can.
Oh, man. Well, you have the Hydroway waterproofing system. I mean, you've got a bevy of products, you know, and I'm impressed.
We do. We have a product called Carbon, where we can seal up foundation cracks, epoxy injection. We do have the Hydroway waterproofing system that has the highest inflow rate of other systems on the market. So when you have standing water and you need to get it out of there fast, the Hydroway is the way to go.
John, will you stick with us throughout the hour? I know we're going to have a sprint here till we get up to Cardinal baseball, but will you stick around for a bit?
Absolutely, Scott.
Right on. John Courtney, Helitech Waterproofing Home Improvement, 800-246-9721. Yeah, I promise you'll remember that. Also in studio with me, I have Dave Padgett and Bill Ward. We're going to talk about some interesting legislation going on in Illinois. David, good morning. Welcome. I know you from the Better Business Bureau. John and Helitech as well. Bill, you're here to keep us straight on the details of what's cooking. Illinois needs money. Is this true?
Good morning, Scott. Yes, Illinois needs a lot of money. They have a budget deficit of somewhere between $5 and $8 billion per year, depending on who you're talking to, and then somewhere around $100 billion in pension debt. So they are concentrating on trying to address those issues in this session, and it's a very difficult thing to overcome.
I understand that's coming right at home remodelers and home improvement, new construction, at least in the state of Illinois.
Yes, there's a bill, Senate Bill 9, that was introduced in January that's still on the Senate calendar, and it's a 500-page omnibus bill of new taxation, income tax increases, and a lot of taxes on businesses. And the portion that we are concentrating on is Home Builders Association of Illinois is the home repair tax. This repair tax would create a 6.25% tax on home repair, all home repair work done in Illinois. We're estimating that through numbers generated from the National Association of Home Builders that this will be a $43 million hit on the industry, and we'll be laying off about 520 workers across the state with this tax.
Wow. That plus the sales tax that companies are purchasing, you know, and buying their own materials. Wow, that's close to Ooh, that's 15% or thereabouts.
That's going to be a big hit. Yes.
Wow. Well, Dave Padgett, good morning and welcome as well.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. I see you in the Board of Directors Better Business Bureau. Nice to have a fresh face and a bright mind.
Yeah. I'm here today from the Home Builders Association of Greater Southwest Illinois. So I'm the president of that this year. So that's who I'm here representing today. So, and Bill, like he said, he's part of the Home Builders of Illinois. So he represents us from a state level.
Well, is this the Illinois Mafia in here today? I mean, you know, John Courtney, I know where you live, and Bill and David, wow. Welcome.
We got you surrounded today.
Did you guys bring your passport to come across that great divide of the river?
Yes, we did.
No, thank you. I appreciate it. David and Bill, will you stay with us here again? We've got a lot to talk about, much more to get out to the constituency of homeowners and the Home Improvement Show. John Courtney, you're going to set us straight on cats and dogs falling out of the sky in the form of rainfall.
You got it, Scott.
Right on, brother. We've got phone numbers, 314-436-7900, 436-7900, toll free 800-925-1120. Cards coming up here on the Big Mox, so stay tuned. We've got more fun coming your way.
And now, back to the Helitech Waterproofing Home Improvement Show, presented by Girard Realty Group. For your home, hire a pro. It matters. Once again, your host, Scott Mosby, on KMOX.
All right, back together, Home Improvement, KMOX, 314-436-7900, and toll-free anywhere on the globe, 800-925-1120. Let's go to the phone, see what's cooking with Tom. Tom, good morning, my friend, and welcome to KMOX. How can I help? Hello, Tom. Are you there? Whoa. Hello, Tom. Oh. Wait a minute. My operator error. Scott? There we go, Tom. Try it one more time.
Scott?
Yes,
there?
Sir. Oh, yeah.
Yes, hi.
Eighth time is a charm. You can't get anything past me.
Go ahead. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I have two questions.
Thank you.
One is about recommendation on roof gutter size, and the other is solar roof vents. Solar-powered roof vents. We have a one-and-a-half-story home, black roof, about 1,000 square feet attic space, and a 12-to-1 slope, so very steep. Got an insurance claim for a roof, and we have 4-inch gutters right now. The insurance company recommends going to 5. I got an option for 6, so the question is 5 or 6-inch gutters.
Mm-hmm.
And also, there's been some blistering on our roof. The roofer tells us and is recommending that we got a ridge vent across the roof, but he also recommends using a solar-powered roof vent. And I want your recommendation on that and the brand if you have one.
Okay. Tom, on your, what's the shape of your roof? Is it a gable where you've got two Vs on the ends?
Yeah, two small Vs. It's a one-and-a-half story. Yeah, two small gables just for the windows. Otherwise, it's just a slope on front and back.
Do you have overhead or do you have soffit vents intake at the gutter lines on the bottoms of front and back? You do?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes. And it's warm on the second floor, so we're trying to get some of that air out of the roof.
Well, let's start with the solar vent in the attic. I do like the ridge vent. The most ridge vent you can get up, the better. That would require that you close up both of those small gable vents, the Vs. If your calculation comes up short, you can reopen those. But ideally, what you want to happen is intake through the gutter lines, those soffit overhangs, have to be vented, and you have to have free air space up in that ceiling line of that second floor, that one-and-a-half mm-hmm. story. So you've got to have ventilation there. And after that, I am not in favor of a powered roof vent, electric or solar, because wherever you put it, it's going to suck a vacuum, and then it's going to inhale intake or get the makeup air from the closest hole in the roof, and that'll be the ridge vent. You follow me?
Okay.
So
yeah.
it's so not going to help you. Yeah. You just need to get there with Mother Nature's help.
So what about these small turtle vents? They say they can go across the back. In the roof, right below the ridge at the top of the roof.
I'm in favor of those. So number one, gable or ridge vent, supplement with your turtle or pan vents as needed across the center. Cover your two ends, and I would verify that you have air moving with some sort of a test from your soffits up into that small attic space above that story and a half. You following that so far?
Right. Got it.
Okay.
Got it.
Now, as far as the gutters, what the mission is to get more water off and exhausted from the roof. John Courtney's shaking his head. Yes, we need to get the water off, but not into his basement now. So, but right. Anyway, so the point is you can use standard size gutters. Standard size gutters are typically five, and you mm-hmm. have a what's called a 2x3 downspout. You can put upsized gutters or upsized right. downspouts on regular gutters and double mm-hmm. the exhaust. There's never any mm-hmm. real downsize except visually going to 6-inch gutters. So unless you don't like the look of it, you know, I like big gutters. I like big downspouts. And make sure those gutter installers put that outlet tube or downspout connection together so there's not a big goop or glob of silicone caulk at the bottom, you know, around the top of that
right.
that, you know, makes the water rise to 3/8 of an inch before it goes down. You follow what I'm saying?
Right. Size the downspouts to the gutters. And,
yeah. yeah. And, it, you know, okay. sometimes, it, you know, a, kind of a poor man's solution, you can leave regular size gutters on there and upsize your downspouts. You have to, okay. the problem is the downspout is the same width as the bottom of those K-style 5-inch gutters. It's a, you're stuffing 10 pounds of downspout in a five-inch gutter, literally.
Right. Well, with our 4-inch that we have now, the water flies past the gutters right now.
That's a bit of a different. At your 12-12, that water should go flying right into your gutter. Are your gutters mounted high enough on the gutter board that you actually have an open aperture? Because you're talking about a different issue than the size of the
right.
gutters. One way to skin that cat is to have a deeper or wider gutter. But mm-hmm. this is probably not a volume issue. It's just a targeting issue.
Target issue. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah.
You know exactly what you mean. Yep. Okay.
So,
great. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it very much.
Okay, Tom. Good questions. Thanks for getting us started here.
Okay. Bye. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, off and running, downspouts, gutters, gutter size, and attic ventilation. Let me circle around and bring this back to the KMOX listeners. If you draw a vacuum, a suction, a negative air pressure with any kind of a fan, that's an attic fan, that's a whole house fan, that's a bathroom fan, that is a kitchen exhaust duct, this is a dryer. Anything that powers the movement of air causes a vacuum negative pressure or suction somewhere. And generally it's inside the house. So you put a solar powered attic vent on the roof, it's going to move a lot of air. It's what it's designed, whether it's solar powered or electric powered. The question is, where will that makeup air come from? It's going to come from the path of least resistance, which generally is about 3 feet away. So you spend a lot of money, you get much ado about nothing. No effective net increase of performance for the homeowner. So unless you have a hip roof where you just don't have a whole lot of ridge, that's the time that I get into powered vents when you just can't fit enough pan vents. Dave Padgett shaking his hand, following me right through all this. David, you have an anniversary here for Padgett Home Remodeling. Tell me a little bit about where you come from. You're more than just the president of the HBA this year.
Yeah, we're located in Swansea, Illinois, and it's our 25th anniversary this year. So
congratulations.
Thank you. My dad and my uncle started it back in March of 1992, and I'm here helping them carry it along into the next generation.
Well, I've worked with you on the BBB. It's a pleasure to see. I mean, there are a lot of second and third generations that come in, but none that are quite as smart as you. So I appreciate your carrying the water at the Better Business Bureau, you know, giving back and getting involved as you are.
Yeah, I just act as smart as I can. That's about all I can do every day.
Or so. You can fake it like
or
me. I've been doing that for
it.
A
yep.
long time. Bill, SB09,
yes, sir.
How is this going to affect the public, the home owners themselves? I mean, that's really who is listening here on the Camo X. I mean, we're talking about a lot of money.
We're talking about a lot of money. And, you know, John Courtney with Helitech has got to be thinking about this right now. A lot of the work that you do is probably a mixture of repair and remodeling. And it's going to be interesting to see how that gets treated. Because if this bill were to pass, then it would be given to the Department of Revenue to decide how this is going to be taxed. Mm-hmm. And we're getting this bill from the state of Wisconsin, and they have an Excel spreadsheet that shows what gets taxed and what doesn't get taxed.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it is a very it's a very complicated way of doing it. And the terminology in the bill is your tax for tangible personal property that is attached to real estate.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So who catches that?
That could be a mailbox.
Yeah. So it could be anything. Yeah. It could be absolutely anything. And state of Wisconsin has a grid that shows what gets taxed and what doesn't. But Illinois will have their own ideas and their own definitions. And so it's wide open what could happen here. And we're really concerned for those people that are in a home, senior citizens or mm-hmm. on limited income. They're going to get to a situation where maybe they have a $2,000 repair job that needs to be done for whatever reason. And this is going to raise it by $125, $150.
Yeah,
and this this is going to make or break whether they do it or not. And like City of Springfield, they've already sent out a resolution to the General Assembly saying that they're opposed to this because they're concerned about their senior citizens and low-income people and how this is going to affect housing in their city.
Well, if those homeowners that have that $2,000 repair decide not to do it, when they go to sell the house, they're going to get less. So this is actually depreciating the value of those homes, I mean, yes. in one fell swoop.
Yeah, and this is going to compound the problem. And another thing is speaking on behalf of the builders, the building construction industry in Illinois is the worst in the country. We're number 50 in home construction in ratio of home repair to population. So a lot of our guys have moved out of the, or are maybe doing some home construction, but have moved into the home repair business. Mm-hmm. And so they feel like the state of Illinois is just chasing them for their tax dollars again.
Well, as we come back, I want you all to stick around for a bit. I want to hear what homeowners can do in getting the voice out, because this is coming right at their pocketbooks.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a short pause and come back for more. I've got John Courtney, Bill Ward, Dave Padgett here, experts on KMOX, all for you. We'll get to the phones right when we come back.
And now, back to the Helitech Waterproofing Home Improvement Show, presented by Girard Realty Group. For your home, hire a pro. It matters. Once again, your host, Scott Mosby, on KMOX.
All right, back together, Home Improvement, KMOX, live and lively. Lots of things happening here. Let's go to our phone lines, fire up and get started with John. John, good morning. Welcome to KMOX. How can we help, sir?
Good morning. I have a problem with green ash tree roots in my sewer line.
Ooh, fast growers, huh?
Yep.
Well, how often do they come back here, John?
Seems like once a year.
Oh, my goodness. You've got a breach. How old is your house, please?
Around 39.
Yeah, you may have clay tile.
Yes.
Oh, my. I don't have any good news for you, brother.
Other than take out the tree, but I think Mother Nature is going to do that.
Yeah, I mean, pouring nasty stuff down the drain pipes is just going to eat up your cast iron, and the roots are going to continue to come into the joints between those clay tile sewer pipes. And the tree, man, oh man, just think of it as food for trees running through those pipes. So that tree will continue until either the sewer dies or that tree dies.
Yes.
I don't have any good news for you. I will say this, that as you cut it up, if you put cutting tools down in there for the sewer cleaners, they're going to tear up that pipe from 1939. I don't have any good news for you.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Well, at least it'll help you make a decision to move forward on something. So,
yes, sir.
Oh, man. Well.
Okay.
All right, Mr. John. Good luck there. That's a fast-growing tree, and those roots will find any food source.
Yes, they will.
Right on.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Bye now.
Bye.
Next up, let's see what's cooking and check in with Larry. Larry, good morning, my friend. Welcome to KMOX. How can we help?
Thanks, John. I love the show. I had a radon pipe put in with a little fan in it to take the radon out.
All right.
But about 10 years ago, I had Helitech put the whole system inside the perimeter of the walls, you know?
Yeah.
So I've got the little black flaps coming up out of the floor, between the floor and the walls.
Yes.
And this gentleman said that he didn't know if this pipe would do any good because all the radon, if it's got radon, is coming up through those plastic pipes anyway, right?
Right, so, right.
Okay, well, now, see, I did two of the little tests. One was 3.5 and one was 3.2.
Mm-hmm.
But I have lung problems, and my granddaughter stays down in the basement, so I thought, well, let's just go ahead and put the pipe in.
Oh, yeah. Right move. And it is working, by the way, Larry.
So you think I got to do anything with them plastic? He suggested cutting them off and concreting that in, but would that defeat my purpose?
No. Keep in mind here, any fan, even your radon low RPM, low vacuum, is drawing air out of your house. Slowly,
okay. Small
bite-sized chunks, but that is a slight negative pressure on your house. It matters not where that air comes from, and it's going to draw out under the slab, and it will also draw out from above the slab. So there is air moving from that perforated perimeter that Helitech put in, and it's going to wind up exhausting out of the house, maybe more slowly than if you had a solid slab. But you're right on the right button there. This is working, Larry, and you're 10 times better having that radon abatement with or without that perforated perimeter. Good question, though. I thoroughly understand where you're coming from.
Okay, I was thinking possibly, I had to put in about 2 weeks ago. I was thinking about a month and then do another little test. Would that be suggested or no?
You're welcome to do the test. There's never any downside to doing a test, but, you know, if you're 3-4 parts per billion, you know, you're doing fine on the radon. Inspect what you expect. There is no downside. The problem is that radon fan is changing the air in that basement. You're going to get a very low reading on that.
Okay, good. Well, I won't. Because it was like $40, $50 for the test, so I'll just eliminate that then.
I'm not going to talk you out of that. $50, Larry, for a healthy set of lungs, man. John Courtney wants to weigh in here from Helitech. John?
Yeah, you know, once you get the system in, like Scott said, it's going to move that air around, and having that radon in there is going to get that air out faster. With that open chamber, it's given that pathway, especially with the sump pump, where it's got that area where if you do have those gases, it's going to go to that point of resistance, or least resistance, I should say, and that's where that fan is going to start ejecting it out. Sealing, cutting off the flaps, you don't want to do that in case a crack would appear or the wire ties would leak. Now it's going to run down onto your floor, so in case you want to finish it, now you've taken off the pathway for that water to get into the system. So by putting in the radon system is a good move to get that gas out of there.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's been like 10 years, and I haven't had any wetness in the basement. My
Great
only
product.
Issue was the garage. I got like a 20 by 40 garage, and it sweats in the summer, but, I mean, I just put a big fan on that. But he did put that pipe right next to one of the sump pumps. I got two sump pumps, and he puts the pipe right next to it. So is that good or no?
Well, that's going to draw the air out of that sump pump. So you just have this big collector system called the drain tile, kind of the hydroway.
Yeah, the hydroway.
Yeah, man. I think you're spot on. I'm not going to talk you out of getting a radon test. There's no downside except $50 on that one.
Yeah, I live in Madison County, and one of them I got through Madison County after I did the first one. They had it in the paper, and cost me $5. I wish they'd do that again.
Yeah, well,
they paid the lab and everything.
Oh my! Well,
yeah.
Illinois is known for radon, so there is no bad place to have a radon test. If you can hear my voice, radon is a good deal to test and mitigate.
Yeah, I live in Collinsville, and they said there's a lot of mines underneath all that. So, all right, I appreciate it. I love the show, and appreciate your information.
Larry, thanks for the question. This is a very important topic and pretty complex question, so I appreciate your bringing this forward.
Well, thank you, Scott.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. And John, I mean, I get this question a good bit. You know, if I do some sort of waterproofing, does that make the house too holy, you know, too porous for the radon? And, you know, good grief, no.
And obviously we have been asked that question, and with the people at our engineers and the people we have at Helitech, they have done their research with other radon firms and defined, do you seal it, not seal it? And they have determined the best way to do this is keep that air flowing, put that radon in there so it has a way. Don't want to trap it to where it could come out someplace else. have a nice area to where that radon system is going to eject it next to the sump pit, because that's obviously the biggest hole in the area where it's going to draw that out if the gases are accumulating somewhere. So I think the gentleman was right on by having that put in.
All right. Hey, anybody want to talk to John Courtney or Helitech? 800-246-9721 and helitechonline.com. Is that correct, John?
You got it.
There you go. And there are always questions like this. We're going to take a short pause, come back for more on University of KMOX and the Helitech Home Improvement Show right here on University of KMOX.
And now, back to the Helitech Waterproofing Home Improvement Show, presented by Girard Realty Group. For your home, hire a pro. It matters. Once again, your host, Scott Mosby, on KMOX.
All right, back together, Home Improvement, KMOX. We are live and lively here. I have a studio full of experts, Dave Padgett, Bill Ward, and John Courtney of Helitech. Bill, some of the things, I'm looking at the list of items in Illinois. We're talking about Senate Bill 09, SB09 in the state of Illinois. A 6.25% tax on changing air conditioning, window air conditioners, antennas, awnings, bar equipment, anything burglar alarms, cabinets, carpet, flooring. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
They're not missing a stroke on this.
Yeah, this is what's currently done in Wisconsin. Illinois could go beyond this list and probably will. So you're bound to see a lot more taxation. I think the other thing that's going to happen is it's going to send a lot of business underground.
Yeah.
I think a lot of guys will just start, you know, working without reporting to the Department of Revenue. And, you know, and that's just going to hurt the industry even more.
Yeah, fewer permits. All, you know, you hear all those, you know, terrible stories about things not working. John, you and I were talking offline here of, you know, people buying houses for work that was not permitted or inspected. As the house sells, you know, it's you can't get an occupancy permit. You just can't, you know, move in.
That's correct. Yeah, it's been more and more. You see people just trying to, like you said, do it under the table, or yeah, we've got it taken care of, but nobody really checks the paperwork or the fine line. And when they get involved, it really hurts the homeowner, not the contractor.
Well, the insurance companies on this horse, too, they're getting a little tired of paying losses for basically illegal work. So when there's a loss, a fire, electrical problem, whatever it is, they're declining coverage.
Absolutely.
Because the homeowner did not get a permit, did not follow the rules. If you know, they don't do their part, why would the insurance company buck up and cover the loss? It was negligence.
That's why it pays to stay with a reputable contractor.
Well, you guys from Illinois Home Builders Association, you have a united message here. Deal with the right guys and you don't have to worry about that stuff.
You got that right, Scott.
That's correct.
David, how does this touch you in the remodeling business? Your company's been around, what, 25 years? So, you know, this is a new wrinkle.
Yeah, it really is. I keep giving the example of a bathroom remodel. Part of that work might be a replacement, so it wouldn't be affected by this, but say just painting the walls, that portion of the work will probably be affected by this. So I might start having to give homeowners two separate contracts, one that has just the repair part of the bathroom remodel and the other one part of the actual upgrades to that bathroom. So it could get very confusing on all fronts.
Well, I'm thinking about the auditing. You know, this has to have all sorts of peripheral costs. State of Illinois has to come in and look at the books, make sure that, you know, you're paying whatever it is. I mean, Bill, golly, where does this thing stop?
Oh, I think this is going to be a big trip for remodelers and repair persons. I think the Department of Revenue is going to get into this, and they're going to be doing audits. In fact, one of the parts of the bill is a $75 fee per year that will go to the Department of Revenue to increase audits on home repair businesses, because they know that there's going to be a lot of audits and there's going to be a lot of mistakes made.
Wow. Wow. Well, always having the consumer in mind, this seems to be yet another stroke for I'll take care of you here. Maybe not.
Yeah.
John, with the rain out there, the Helitech, you guys are all over the place. You do a lot of services. You've been at it for 3 decades. I appreciate your being on the show and taking out your time from this beautiful day. Tell me, what are you seeing out there? What you're out in the public a lot. You're a consultant with with Helitech? And
that's true, Scott. I've been, obviously, Helitech's been doing this for 30 years, family operated, still growing strong, servicing around five states now, and it's not a franchise. And, and the reason that's not is because the proprietary products we have. We're not going to the plumbing store, the hardware store to go get these to service these homeowners' houses. What we have are patented design to fix that right the first time. And when we were just talking about reputable contractors, it's the long run. 30 years been doing this. We're here to fix a problem. Something comes up. We have the answers. We have the solutions. And what we're running into right now are, you know, somebody may have something as simple as a small hairline crack that's just seeping in water, which we have a great solution for. We have a great hydroway waterproofing system. If you just need some consultant on moisture, or just you're concerned and you don't know, call Helitech. We can come out. It's a free estimate. It doesn't cost the homeowner anything to get peace of mind on how to fix that right the first time. And what we see a lot of times is, you know, with these DIY projects, these people trying to do it themselves, oh, I can get it off the internet. Sometimes that doesn't hold up when you go to sell the house. Right. Hey, who fixed this? Oh, I did. Well, that doesn't give the peace of mind to that homeowner. So having a repo contract like Helitech to go in there to fix that, most realtor people are people like you said, they can hear your voice, know who we are. And if you don't know who we are, give us a call. We can come out and explain exactly what we do and how we do it.
Phone number, website, please?
Absolutely. 1-800-246-9721 or visit us online at www.helitechonline.com.
All right. Jason Courtney, thanks for coming in, and I wish you a great Saturday.
Jason's my brother. I'm John.
Oh, John, well, I know. There you go. It's a family business, folks. John, good seeing you again. I don't get to see you that often. And David, thanks for coming in. Appreciate that as well. A little bit about Padgett Home Remodeling. Please tell us. I appreciate your coming in.
Just PadgettBuilding.com, but if you're in Southern Illinois looking for a good contractor, HBASWIL.org is how you contact the HBA of Southern Illinois.
One more time on the website?
HBASWIL.org.
Yeah. Okay. Home Builders Association of Southwest Illinois.
Yes, sir.
HBASWIL.
Yes, sir.
Right on. William, thanks for coming in as well. I appreciate your keeping us straight on SB09 in Illinois. My gosh, keep watching the cups as they keep moving about on the no sleight of hand there. So what can a homeowner do about this?
Well, I think a homeowner should call their state senator and let them know that they are opposed to this portion of Senate Bill 9. You don't have to throw out the whole bill, but this is, you know, shelter is a necessity. And you might be able to tax other things that might be a choice. And so let them know, the senator know, that you don't want shelter taxed the way that's going to be taxed.
All right. Well, gentlemen, thanks for coming in. I appreciate that. We'll stay tuned here on CAMOX.